Hello, and welcome to the Encore Research Group podcast, where we encourage community research and education with weekly podcasts. I'm your host, Benton Loeyball, and this week for Women's History Month, we're talking about Dr. Gertie Corey, the first American woman to win a Nobel Prize for physiology or medicine. The woman who pioneered diabetes research. We all do things for our parents. Some of us make them a card for their birthday, call them to say hello, or discover key mechanisms behind how the body metabolizes sugar in an attempt to save them from diabetes. Falling into that last category is the first American woman to win a Nobel Prize, Dr. Gertie Corey. She was born to a Jewish family in Prague in 1896. She became a doctor, got married, and worked in research at Karolinen Children's Hospital. Gertie and her husband, Carl, collaborated and published multiple papers. Central Europe became challenging for Jewish people during the interwar period. She immigrated to the USA with her husband in the 1920s and naturalized in 1928. Her father was diagnosed with diabetes, and it's said that's where she got her inspiration. America in the first part of the 20th century was a tough place to be a female researcher. Gertie Corey's husband was offered prestigious positions that were denied to Gertie based on her gender. Carl Corey would not stop collaborating with his wife and refused positions where Gertie was not welcome. They were eventually hired at Washington University in St. Louis, though Gertie was given a token salary, just 1/10 of what Carl made. There, Gertie and Carl collaborated and investigated how sugar was broken down and stored in the body. It was said that Gertie had the ideas, and together the husband and wife team made breakthroughs. This culminated in their description of how the body delivers energy to muscles during intense exercise in what came to be called the Corey cycle. The Corey cycle is essential to our understanding of how the liver and muscles work together. Our muscles need energy to do anything and everything. Normally, sugar in the form of glucose is broken down using oxygen, which releases energy. During prolonged and/or intense exercise, we can't get enough oxygen to the muscles fast enough, and they have to produce energy without oxygen. To do this, they convert glucose to pyruvate to lactate. Lactate is released into the blood, where it could cause damage if not for the liver. Gertie Corey and her husband's experiments found that the liver regenerates glucose from the extra lactate. The liver uses more energy to make the glucose than the muscles can generate from it without oxygen, so the Corey cycle is shifting the energy production from the muscles to the liver. Because of this and other critical work illuminating how the body metabolizes glucose, Gertie and her husband shared the 1947 Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine, making Gertie the first American woman to win the prize. Earlier that year, Gertie was also finally offered a full professorship at Washington University. She continued her work on glucose metabolism and spent time investigating enzymes and hormones. Her work would later be critical to our understanding of how glucose is regulated through the body, giving targets for diabetes medication. This Women's History Month, as we honor the remarkable women who have impacted our world, let's recognize the pioneering spirit of the first American woman to win a Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. Her groundbreaking work laid the foundation for our understanding and treatment of diabetes. We can draw on her inspiration to make our parents proud and continue the legacy of progress and compassion. Thanks for joining us on this week's episode. If you'd like to know more, all of our sources are linked in the podcast description. You can also visit our website at EncoreDocs.com. That's EncoreDocs.com. Encore Research Group has been involved in clinical research for over 25 years. We have 7 clinical research sites across Florida, including 2 Phase 1 units. If you're in Florida, join us at sites in Northeast Florida and on the Nature Coast. If you're outside of Florida or South Georgia and are interested in joining a clinical trial, head over to clinicaltrials.gov. For more great content, including discussions by physicians and clinical research experts, check out the MedEvidence podcast. My name is Benton. Thank you for joining, and we'll see you next week.